It's a race that we knew was going to be close, and that's exactly how it was. I mean, both boats came off the line in a position where they were happy with where they started, and we were happy with the way we started. And we got the first cross and had to just defend ourselves after that.
Boy, it was a trial of strength that first bit, wasn't it? Going out right and then coming back. And the other part B of the trial of strength was you just living on their hip. Could you live on their hip? Could you live on it? And you hung in and hung in.
Yeah.
It looked like they were just about ready to spit you out.
Well, we wanted to go right. So that's obviously why we were happy to sort of start there and then tack away and head right. So we weren't going to sort of try and stay there for as long as we possibly could. It was just a matter of just picking our time to tack, and also trying to, you know, pick a good time to tack in that sort of messy, white, you know, sort of wavy sort of
spectator wash.
Well, the spectator wash year that we had. So that was a little bit of it as well. But I don't know, it was like we were tied together all day, and any mistake we made was going to be fatal, I'd say. So all the guys did a good job of just keeping it calm and you know, getting around the corners and not doing anything too special.
You did well off the win. What about the second beat? Were you disappointed you couldn't extend on that? Because a lot of us thought you would.
Well, we sort of did it a few times. We opened up the gauge, and but at the same time, in doing that, they were getting a little bit of pressure to leeward, and sometimes right hand, and we were getting soft and headed. But we knew that in those sort of conditions, we're probably going to have to give up something at the top to make sure that we stayed ahead without just sort of sailing off and leaving them to it. And that was, with sort of low risk, really, a low risk beat.
Boy, it lived up to its billing, didn't it? So often you hear all these sporting occasions, and we've heard it so often in Louis Vuitton America's Cup competition, something's going to be close, and it wasn't. But if this race one continues to the others, whoo.
Yeah, I guess we're expecting more of the same. Sure, we'd like to be 30 or 40 seconds ahead, but the reality is, if both the boats are sailing well, the conditions are pretty even, then the races are going to be close, and it's going to come down to just getting ahead and defending yourself. But maybe Meat will get tired and won't be able to get the jib in or something like that, and then we can sail away, but for some reason I don't think that's going to happen.